Before we begin this episode, I want to give the biggest shout out to all of my patrons over on patreon.com/bitterbrownfam. The link in the description. And that is, of course, the incomparable Evelyn Preciado, who has been here since September of 2019. Basically, as soon as we built this shit, Cassandra Tapia, actually, since we built this shit, Cristian Galindo. Badass bitch, thank you so much, all three of you, for supporting us on the highest level. Without y'all, for real, like this podcast wouldn't be able to exist. If you also want to support independent podcasting, go to patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. There's tiers for every level that you can support, from $1 to $30. Every level unlocks something. There's also a free tier where you can like join and see what's popping. Some announcements that are available to everyone that are but are only for like the members who are super into us. But yeah, like $5 gets you like a video episode to everything. $10 gets you a bonus episode. This month it'll be about Pride. Last month it was about kind of like the aftermath of like the California primary. And in July, I don't know what it'll be about yet. Maybe a bonus episode with a secret special guest that I hopefully have coming through. And if not, it'll probably be you coming along with me to Portland Pride, which happens in July. But yeah, if you want to be a part of the Bitter Brown fans community, join us on Patreon. Yeah, even a free member means a lot to me, honestly. It just shows that like I'm not speaking to the void. And I know that there's like thousands of you that listen to us, but like to hear that feedback regularly is also something different that really like pumps us up. So yeah, patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. The link is in our description. Also, if you want to like book us for like live speaking gig at your college. I know that's not in vogue anymore because all of the colleges DEI fucking budgets got eliminated. But shit, if your college is one of them that has it, girl, book us. And that's it. Let's start the show. All right, let's do it live. Hello, hello, hello. I am one of your hosts, Ruben. I am coming to you all the way from Portland, Oregon. And today's recession indicator, where to begin with the mess that is America? Oof. Let's start with the fact that the owner of the Oregon Trailblazers is demanding and basically holding the basketball team for ransom. But the owner of the Trailblazers is demanding that Oregon pay for the repairs to the Moda Center in order for the Trailblazers to continue playing there. Mind you, the Trailblazers haven't won a fucking championship since like the 70s. This is not an award-winning team. The closest they got was in like the finals this year. Portland needs a basketball team like it needs a second asshole. Especially after we got the Portland Fire. Like, Portland probably likes women's sports more than it likes men's sports. We are a weird city. It's a city that likes the outside shit. Like, they should probably invest in their hockey team more. I bet you people will come more for a hockey team because we live in winter half of the year, unlike other cities. Like, we also like our weird shit. Like, I really wish we got a fucking rugby team. That shit would go off here. There is literally like one, two, three, four men's rugby team. Two women's rugby team in Portland proper. In Oregon, there's like at least four more teams. I am blanking at the moment. Yeah. That means there's more interest for that. You know, there is, n girl, ain't nobody fucking with the basketball team here. Like, shit, I went to a Portland Fire game recently. It was fantastic. It was an incredible time, of course. I will go to one again. It really got me into basketball, to be honest with you. But it was empty as shit. It was so empty. And the Blazers are not that much better. Like, girl, I have never heard of anyone paying for a Blazers ticket. Every time I hear of somebody going to a Blazers game is because their like work paid for it, their friend paid for it, they got it off Etsy, you know, they got it off some fucking website for cheap. Like, ain't nobody like actually paying for them. There's maybe like a diehard core fan base. And that's the same fan base that waits in line for like the limited edition shirts. You know, there's probably like 1,000 diehard Blazers fans here. Those bitches do not pay the bills. Otherwise, y'all bitches wouldn't be this broke. I'll just say that. And yet, you expect the state of Oregon to pay for the repairs of the Moda Center. Moda, a health insurance company that's lowering its presence in Oregon. So who the fuck owns this shit? Is it Moda? Is it the fucking Blazers? And why aren't y'all billionaire owners actually paying for the repairs for that? Y'all say that it's like we're creating jobs. Girl, there ain't even bars that are alive around that fucking venue. Like, I'm thinking about the Staples Center, how there's like a whole fucking plaza that's full of nightlife and is able to stay alive like until 2 a.m. But they ain't shit in Portland. And this is not a given excuse to the Staples Center. I'm sure that is a problem on multiple levels. But there ain't shit by the Moda Center. Like, I mean, you gotta walk. It is a struggle. Oh God, like it is rough out there. Yeah, oh my God. Even getting a lift there, it is rough. Girl, I had been stuck waiting for a lift for like an hour plus before. After the Cardi B concert, me and my friends went and like, yeah, it's rough. It is rough. The Moda situation, they need to fix. Let's talk about Oregon fixing its public transportation situation before we even talk about spending. Like, I think the conservative amount is $150 million to fix that shit, but the actual amount that experts have tallied is $600 million to like do all the shit that the Moda Center and the Trailblazers owners want us to fix. How are you a billionaire and can afford fixes to your own team and to your own fucking stadium? That's some broke bitch shit. That's why my recession indicator of the week is the Moda Center situation in Oregon, is because how broke are you as a fucking billionaire, quote unquote, that you can't even fix your own fucking stadium? And may I remind you, when we talk about billionaires, they don't have like $1 billion in the bank. They have $1 billion of what's that word? Projected assets. So maybe their house is $1 billion, $1 million here. Maybe their business, if they sold everything, the machine, blah blah, like the contracts, all that shit, and the actual product, if they sold out of everything, maybe then all of that would be $1 billion. So, for example, with the one bullshit ass trillionaire, first trillionaire American, quote unquote, in America, he's not even American. Elon Musk is from South Africa. He's an immigrant. Let's deport him. Let's talk about that. Even that, he is not an actual, he does not have $1 trillion. His account does not have 12 zeros. But his assets, which he bets against. So people who are quote unquote rich, they bet against their assets or their projected assets and they take out loans, right? So if I have a $10 million business, I own like a car manufacturer dealership situation, and all my cars are selling out hotcakes, and I went from nothing to, producing, all the cars in America, and I have 10, I'm projected to be like a $10 billion company. That just means that all my cars, if they sold, all my businesses, all my dealerships, all my insurance like bets, essentially, if I sold all of that, that would be $10 billion. It is not, I have $10 billion in my bank account. So, these billionaires who are obviously in debt to the point that they need Oregon to pay for their fucking team's renovation, they need our tax dollars so bad that they're willing to pull this losing team away from here. I wish they would. I wish they would take the Trailblazers from here because it doesn't bring that fucking much money that I can, like, actually, like, I've been to these, like, events. Ain't nobody like the motor is in the middle of kind of nowhere. There's like two blocks north before you reach a bar. There's like six blocks west before you reach a bar. You can't reach a bar or anything east of that. Like you can't reach a business like east of the motor center for a minute. Until you cross the bridge or south. Like, it is ridiculous. Like, so I'm confused about its necessity, especially when you go to the fucking Moda. It looks new as fuck. Girl, let's talk about other Oregon venues. Let's talk about the fucking Aladdin. Those seats are fucking beat the fuck up. Let's talk about Jordan Keller. That apparently is like a step away from grumbling. Let's talk about the fucking schnitzer. That is fucking smelly as fuck. Those rugs have seen some spillage. Like, and I have seen the schnitzer full as fuck. Like, I have seen the fucking Keller also full as fuck. There's always lines around the block. Like, so I'm so confused about why Tina Kotek, who is unfortunately our only choice for governor at this point, and the rest of the Oregon like government, like bending the knee to these motherfuckers. Unless you have vested interest, unless they have paid for your fucking campaigns on some level. And then how broke are you that you need them more than you need the Oregon people? Because once people find out, bitch, you ain't gonna get another term. Like, simple as that. Tina Kotek has gotten to this point by the hair on her chinny chin. Like, ugh. Girl. And while I'm here, I am gonna give Elon Musk his lashings. Girl. There's no bigger indictment of capitalism than the fact that our first trillionaire is the most loser cock motherfucker you have ever met in your life. Girl, ain't nobody want to hang out with fucking Elon Musk. If you have kept up with like the Jeffrey Epstein situation and all the emails and all that, you will eventually come to find that Elon Musk wanted to be a part of like the Epstein class, the despicable child abusing billionaire class. But even then, child rapists did not want him. There's emails of him begging to be allowed into Epstein Island and them rejecting him. How much of a shithole loser do you have to be for pedophiles to not want you around them? And that is our first trillionaire. That's the same dude that does in vitro with like 17 plus women who genetically modifies all of them to be men, and it disowns the first one of his children that figures out that she's actually a woman. Shout out Vivian Wilson. Come on the pod when you have a chance if you ever listen to us. I don't know if you'll hang out with queer people of color, but that's not my business. Yeah, it's such an indication of like the loser state of capitalism that like our trillionaire is a guy who wouldn't even be invited to Child Rapist Island, who got kicked out of the government by our loser ass president, whose children hate him, who had to genetically modify all his children, who only got his riches because of slavery and apartheid through South Africa emerald mining. Who looks like a mini fridge on stilts. God. How else to offend him other than being a ridiculous, disgusting, sad Nazi accused of being a drug addict by a pedophile president? Elon Musk. It must be sad to be you. You cannot buy happiness. I do believe that money can be a happiness, but shit, you couldn't buy it. So, where are we now, girl? Because if you could buy happiness, you wouldn't need to be richer. If you could buy happiness, all your children will love you. If you could buy happiness, you wouldn't be a miserable, single, ugly, old white man. So maybe some of us are better being broke. And that is a secret recession indicator. Oof. God, okay, let's talk about politics really quick. Jasmine Crockett, God, she was a shining light for a hot minute. She was telling off Republicans here and there, getting her little clips off, her viral moments. And then she decided to. Jasmine Crockett ran for Senate, lost the primary to James Tallarico, and now she's throwing hissy fit about it. Meanwhile, the opponent to James Tallarico, Ken Paxton, is a defender of the Epstein class, is, by Tallarico's words, like, deplorable and most corrupt politician in America. But Jasmine Crockett has built such a cult of personality that all her fans, I won't call her like voters or anything, because I don't think these people are actually going to vote or engage in politics in a meaningful way, because if they would engage politics in a meaningful way, they would just see the writing on the wall and say, oh, we're gonna get Ken Paxton. I better fucking support blue no matter who, because that's my party's line, apparently. Because it's not like Jasmine Crockett was like some progressive, like, politician. She was a Kamala Harris type Democrat, Israel voting, supporting, capitalist loving Democrat. This wasn't a progressive person. This is one of the Obama era politicians that use identity to hide their shady politics. And I think that this push for Democratic socialists is a way to edge them out in a way that wasn't allowed in 2020 because we were so desperate for change. And 2024, we were so desperate to keep a handle on things. And now we're seeing, holy shit, maybe we should have always fought this fucking hard. James Tallarico is not this like super progressive person. He is more progressive than Jasmine Crockett, yes. And yet, Crockett won't endorse him. She has actually said that she will keep herself from getting involved with politics because she's out, because she was out of the race. Girl, if you don't shut the fuck up. You are a public servant until you're out. This is not about forcing a black politician to vote in a certain way. It's about them to do the public good that they said they would promise they would do. When they took office, they promised they would do public good. And if she believed in her party line, she believed in progressive politics, she would endorse somebody, she would ask for her followers to vote for the Democratic nominee. But now that she has no running for any office, she is trying to play the cult of personality to keep so that she can say, I told you so, when Tallarico loses. And so that she can pull out some random consultant polls after he loses and say, I would have won. I bet you $100 that she's going to pull out some consultants like fucking tallies when and if Tallarico loses, that say, I would have won. Because he's only 2% behind Paxson. Paxson, again, protector of child rapist. And the right has come after James Tallarico hard in ways that would affect the way bigots or even mild conservatives would vote. They have made videos of him in drag, or supposedly being transgender, or spewing like random, like trans, like I don't even know what to call it. Like, whatever worst nightmare Republicans have about transgender people and those who support them, they've made AI videos of him doing that. If the right is pushing so hard against you, and the Democrats won't even endorse you, that means you're a threat. And that's why, like, as milquetoast, as a progressive as James Tallarico is, in Texas, apparently that's enough to threaten both sides of the spectrum. And I hope Jasmine Crockett loses her fucking political career after this. Because Texas had a chance. Texas still has a chance to be a stronghold for people who need it the most. But instead, she's letting her ego take over. People got on like AOC and Bernie Sanders' ass for not supporting Hillary or Kamala fast enough. And yet, they won't use that same logic for their centrist Democrat faves. And that's just very telling of the fact that, like, folks have not really disinvested from capitalism enough because everybody still thinks that all we need to have a better world is to have more faces of color in these institutions that are built to demean us, to keep us poor, and to keep us hungry. They have not gotten to the point where you realize that putting a person of color in a place of power isn't going to do anything. It's just going to make us feel seen and going to make us feel complacent. And so we need big change. And a big example of that is Karen Bass, who is a black female mayor of LA who has failed us multiple times. LA Fire. She fired the fucking fire department commissioner. We haven't gotten a fucking new one. And now there's a fire in Boyle Heights that has been raging since June 17th. And what did Karen Bass do right after that? Instead of calling a state of emergency like she did with the Altadena shit and all the fires that went off at the end, at the beginning of 2025, she went on vacation. Karen Bass went on vacation on Juneteenth. Black Power, it's not, whatever. Which people have used as an excuse for her. I'm sorry, you are in charge of the one of the most populated cities of America, and you couldn't make sure that your people were okay. The fire is still burning. It has been almost a week. But because the fire is taking place in one of the most impoverished areas in LA, like, you don't give a fuck. That's why I can't fuck with that shit. Like, that's why I'm so fucking over, like, identity politics as like a political like driver. We have a black female mayor in LA, and she couldn't make sure that her mostly Latinx constituents were safe. Mind you, a state of emergency was called almost immediately in Altadena, where the rich white constituents were placed. I hope this bears poorly for her re-election campaign. Nithya Raman is not my primary choice, but as someone who's a fucking realist, that is a better choice than Karen Bass. Boyle Heights is burning. There are toxins that cannot even be picked up by normal air API readers. So right now, if you look at your Apple or your weather app, LA will read as regular. Like there's no like harm happening in LA. That's because air quality indexes cannot read the type of shit that is being burned in that fucking factory. There's rotting food whose fumes are being burned all over Boyle Heights. There's reports of children already coughing up a lung because of this shit. Let me remind you, up until like the 2010s, East LA, specifically Southeast LA, where I grew up, was considered the one of the regions that was most impacted by environmental racism because we were already surrounded by all the factories and all the freeways. All these fumes are already fucking people up. I grew up with really hardcore asthma because all of this fucking shit. Same shit, and let me remind you also that just a couple of weeks ago, the Orange County had a fucking situation like this where they're like science is really bullshit, like science plant like had like a leak that could have exploded, and sure they had evacuation notices because that shit could have exploded any minute, but it was also like an impoverished neighborhood. Like all these explosions and all these fucking emergency situations are only affecting impoverished neighborhoods for some reason. What we need is for the city of LA to give people immediate compensation for everything they're going through, which includes having to take time off because they have to leave their home, better secure a safe space for everybody who lives around there, That includes a hotel far away, wages paid. Because they're so trusting that it's not gonna blow up. But it's like that fire has been burning for a fucking week. Mind you, there's parts of LA in my hood, in Southeast LA, East LA. You can't drive through because the fucking meat, all that fucking chop shit that they do, it just stinks up the air. It smells like dead. And if it doesn't smell like dead, it smells like welding. It smells like fucking burning metal. Like, my little sister was like, Urban, you forgot what the smell of burning metal feels like because it was so normal to you growing up. And it's true. I mean, my asthma got better when I moved to Portland, is one of the reasons I stayed here. Yeah, with that said, I'm gonna talk about the things that made me less bitter. And that is honestly Olivia Rodrigo's new album, You Seem So Sad for a Girl So in Love. So dope to see such a generational talent like unfold before my eyes and see it in real time. I feel like the last time people saw something like this was like Lorde, and before that, Fiona Apple. And I feel like Lorde pushed away from the spotlight in her third album. And I feel like Olivia wants more success in her third album. And Fiona Apple also pushed away from the spotlight. And so I feel like I'm witnessing something new. And the album, you know, I love the whole album, like from beginning to end. I don't like all the album all the time. Like for me, I like there's too much of a dissonance between the beginning and the end, and that's the point. But I just need some consistency, and that's just me as a listener. I understand it's a masterpiece and it's a work of art. I can enjoy the parts that are good, and I can hate the parts that are not my tea, and I can still recognize that overall it's a good album. I also things that are making me happy are like watching like Britney Spears's like old performances, and I'm just like, fuck, they really stole her from us. Like, I don't know why my algorithm has been like just like pure Britney recently, but I'm just like, I don't know how old you guys are, but you know, I'm almost 40, and like, before I even ever went to a concert, I saw Britney Spears' Dream Within a Dream tour. And that for me was so like identity forming. Like, this is what music is supposed to look like live. This is what a performer does. And I feel like so much of what I see in concert is measured against that. And I'm just like, for some reason, like Instagram has given me like so many hidden gems that are outside of that tour of just Britney at her prime. And I'm just like so thankful for that. So that has also made me really happy. At the same time, it's made me sad of like, you know, we lost one of the greatest pop stars that ever existed to fame and an abusive family. Yeah. And with that, I will let you guys go. Thank you for joining me. Hope you guys are doing fantastic. If you want to hear more, I will be doing an extra episode this month. Go to patreon.com/bitterbrownfams. The link will be in description. And before I head out, I have to give a shout out to Fernando Peña, Selena Portera, Miranda Elias, Magdalena Salcedo, Ronnie Leyva, and Bianca Garcia. Y'all are real ones. If you also want to support us, patreon.com, bitterbrownfams. Get to it.